Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums, and we are happy to be here on a mini episode with you, where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, you can call or text us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, indeedy. Kate, how are you doing?
I have a big announcement.
I'm excited for it. Let's hear it.
Okay. I think I've found a holy grail face cleanser.
Go on.
Now, look, other people have found it. I'm not the first to discover this amazing cleanser, but I've made the discovery for me. And I'm like fully obsessed with it. And I've been like waiting to talk about cleansers because I have like four in my rotation that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
So I will start with this one, but this might be my favorite cleanser ever.
Wow. Okay.
This is a bold statement.
It is very bold.
It's like I've been searching and like we finally met, and you know when you just know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just know.
Sometimes you just know. That's how I feel about this cleanser.
Wow.
It is the Gentle Matter Daily Moisture Cleanser by Clure. Clure, K-L-U-R.
Yeah.
And it is... it's the best cleanser I've ever tried.
Wow.
I don't know how else to say it. It is, I love it. Like I am excited every time to wash my face because I know this cleanser is going to be there. It's just beautiful. I love it. It's very light.
Mm-hmm.
It does not dry out my skin, mm-hmm. which I still find like even the most gentle of cleansers will occasionally do that.
Yep.
I love the scent, which I think is essentially like an unscented scent. I'm going to just open the bottle and sniff it. It's just this like light nothingness.
Mm.
I don't know how to describe this cleanser. It's just delicious. It just feels... like I've been thinking in the shower about it for a few days, like how do I want to describe what this cleanser feels like? And to me, it's like jumping in like a pool or a lake. It's just like,
wow, that is quite a statement.
The other day, the person who makes Clure, whose name I believe is Leslie, they were posting on their social media like a picture of the cleanser, and I just like was writing effusive compliments, and I was like, I gotta slow down, like. I'm being a little too like desperate with my love for this cleanser.
But what, Dori, is it
about? It's that good.
What is it about the cleanser that is so amazing?
It's, you know how I think many cleansers go overboard. Does
go
that
on.
Make sense? Like there's too much. Like I don't need a foam. I don't need a froth. I don't want my skin to feel tight or dry after. It just feels like it does. I don't know. It just feels good. And I should also add, like, I don't need a cleanser to do a ton. My skin is pretty stable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're speaking Caroline Hirons' language.
Well, maybe she's rubbed off on me.
She does not like a foaming cleanser.
No, and this is essentially like a, I would say like a gel cleanser.
Yeah, she does not like a cleanser that like strips your skin. She doesn't like a cleanser that leaves your skin feeling dry or tight. And she doesn't like a deeply exfoliating cleanser. So this cleanser sounds like it checks all of her boxes.
Can I read you the description on the website? Because I feel like they do a way better job of articulating what is so beautiful about this product.
You may.
Okay, it's a refreshing, non-foaming gel, gently cleanses and conforms to even the most sensitive skin, a soothing blend of antioxidants, organic botanicals, and mild resurfacing ingredients delicately lifts impurities while maintaining optimal moisture levels. Sorry, I have not really eaten breakfast. The result is a deeply cleansed surface for a more overall hydrating and supple complexion. Dory, I'm telling you, this cleanser is it.
Okay.
It's it. And like, it's bringing me such joy to use. And
wow.
I know perhaps that is superficial, but like, I haven't washed my face yet this morning and I cannot wait to like finish recording this podcast so I can go wash my face.
Oh my gosh.
Also, I also like that you can put it directly on dry skin.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like I just, that's what I've been doing. Like when I go to wash my face, I just put this right on dry.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with this stuff. So it's the,
wow.
And I also bought their Elements of Comfort body oil, which Brooke Devard recommended on her mm-hmm. episode. And that's also delicious.
Okay. I need to step in here.
You not like it?
I bought this as well. I like the feel. I cannot stand the smell.
Oh, I love the smell so much. Can I have your bottle?
Yes.
I think it's geranium. That's
it's
the
like,
smell.
It's like too overwhelming for me.
Oh, I love this. I love the smell.
But
okay,
I feel like you have a higher tolerance for smell than I do.
And I like scent in products. Yeah, totally.
And I don't. And that's why I'm curious about this cleanser because
it has no smell.
But you said it has the smell of no smell.
Hold on. It smells like nothing.
Okay.
If nothing was a smell.
All right.
Does that make
right.
sense?
Okay. But you admit that the body oil has a very distinctive scent.
Yes. But I happen to be drawn to that
yes,
scent.
Which is great.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes. I just needed to speak my truth.
That's okay. I not every scent
it
is
not
for
gardenia.
Everyone.
It is neroli orange blossom, Bulgarian rose, and French lavender.
I thought it was a geranium scent.
Sorry.
Did we get the same
Elements
thing?
Of Comfort?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading from the website.
Oh, yeah,
right
I
now.
Know. I see. For some reason, I made up that it was geranium.
No, I think actually I would prefer geranium.
Okay.
I just don't love this scent. It feels very nice, but I can't like get into
you can't
it.
Can't do the scent.
I can't do the scent.
Okay, can you take a leap of faith on this cleanser for me, though?
Yes, I can.
I need you to. It is the best.
Okay. We've like, now spent 10 minutes talking about this cleanser.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, okay.
Which is fine.
Oh my God. It's been in my brain to talk about for like weeks now. I can't stop thinking about it. I think about this cleanser all day long. Maybe I've also lost it.
Wow.
Maybe I've really...
This is fascinating. All right.
Have you ever felt this? Okay.
Not about a cleanser. Certainly not about a cleanser.
That's the thing.
I don't like cleansers.
That's why I know. I also feel like cleansers, it's kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've never had this feeling before. It's like being in love for the first time.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to laugh. Like, and I appreciate your deep love for this cleanser. So I'm going to try it.
And just trust me on this.
Kate, I will take a leap of faith.
Okay. And listeners, just get in here, get on board for this.
We should let listeners know that this is not a this is a splurge product.
It is. I don't normally splurge on cleanser either. Normally I'm like $8, boom. You know, yeah. I love that TJ's cleanser.
I know.
Listen, this is the new love
of my
life.
This is splurge worthy. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. Go long here. I love an enthusiastic product recommendation.
I might have gone a little overboard, but I truly am in love. How are you doing, Dory? Let's just focus on you for a minute.
I'm fine. I had a good conversation with my editor yesterday, and I'm feeling just overall better about my book, which is good. I feel like I have a roadmap. I have a plan. I like a plan. I'd felt lost, I have to say.
Yeah.
And I'm just really, really relieved and glad to be working with this woman who is amazing. So stay tuned. I have 6 weeks to revise it before I have to turn it into to the publisher. So
when will we all get to be reading your book?
Supposedly end of next April.
Yay!
Like April 2021, which is real soon.
I can't wait.
I mean, you will read it earlier, obviously, but
thank God
when the general public can read it will be end of April, I believe.
I've read bits May? And pieces.
I don't even know. End of April or end of May. It's the spring.
It's less than a year. Let's just say less than a year.
It's less than a year. Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
There's some very funny little bits and pieces in there from what I have read of early drafts.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've lost all perspective on it because I have been working on it for so long. I think it is end of April. But when I was talking to my editor, she was like, "It's really funny." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
See?
So that was validating. Not that it has to be funny, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to see though what through the trees,
the forest.
Thanks. How come I never know sayings? But sometimes it's hard.
How come I know too many?
Together we create the perfect balance. But it's sometimes like when you're working on any sort of project, it's hard to actually even see what it is at some point, you know?
For sure. I mean, that's why a good editor is worth their weight in gold. Because their job is to see the forest and the trees.
Yeah, that's true.
They see the trees that make up the forest. And then they're like, you need to cut down this tree. This tree needs to go.
Or plant a seed over here.
Exactly. You get it.
I do, because I'm also a writer, so you know.
Exactly. And an editor. You've edited.
Oh, God, I have. I love editing.
Yeah, editing's great. It's great when you don't have to write the thing. You can just tell the people what to do.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we take a short break?
Have I told you about this cleanser that I like, Dory?
No, go on.
No, I'm gonna rein it in. Let's take a pause and we'll be back with some dry shampoo chit chat.
Great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras
We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Dory, can I tell you something? I don't know where this question came in from a listener. I haven't copied and pasted it, but I just thought I could share it because they asked us if when we take a break, like when we say we're taking a break on the podcast, do we actually go and take a break or do we just like pause and start recording again? I thought that was such a funny.
That is.
Like, what an astute question to like. Totally. That's a great question. We right now, as we're recording remotely, we just like pause for 2 seconds and then keep talking.
But when we used to record IRL, sometimes we would actually take a break. Like sometimes we would like be able to
eat lunch.
Yeah, eat lunch or, you know, go to the bathroom or something. But right now we don't do that.
Yeah, we just like sit it with bated breath for a moment and then we get back into it.
So here we are getting back into it.
Here we are. We got a ton. This isn't even like the tip of the iceberg of dry shampoo commentary.
I was very pleased by this.
We got so many recommendations. We are going to, I think we should keep compiling them, but we wanted to kind of at least acknowledge some that had come up. So I haven't purchased any yet. I think I'm going to either start with Verb or Arinco, or Acure. Acure was another one that came up a lot. But let's go through some of these, Dory.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. First, from a listener in Australia, they said, I have a massive shout out to an Australian company, Mugu, but already checked they have US and other stockists. Mugu, USA.com. Their dry shampoo has been amazing. It's the powder type. And then they wrote, maybe a Tufa prod, and that's how they spelled it, prod recommendation here because their shampoo and conditioner has saved my scalp. Last year, I started on a quest, a bit like Dory, to fix my self-diagnosed scalp psoriasis. And this is the only product that seems to calm and keep it completely at bay. Yay.
Wow. Okay.
I love the name. Mugu.
Mugu. Australian skincare and hair care companies, I feel like, have the best names.
They do.
Just
they're all
as
like
an aside.
They're all adorably, like, kind of charming.
Yes.
And cute.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like Australians.
Yep. 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 All right. I stopped the pod to email you that after using a few different dry shampoos, I've landed on Aveda's dry shampoo. I like the smell and it's not aerosol.
Interesting rec. I like Aveda's hair products.
I haven't used them in so long, but I used to like, I think they have like a mint shampoo that I used to get into.
Yep. I used to get into the same one. They also had another one that smelled so good. Can't remember what it might, my boyfriend's stepmom had it in her shower when I was in college and I used to they also had Kiehl's products and I remember it being like
that was very fancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
My family didn't have Kiehl's products in the shower. Oh my god.
We had a bar of Ivory soap.
Yeah, and like Prel.
Pantene Pro-V.
Which I have to say, I actually have in my shower now. I love the smell of a Pantene Pro-V.
Wow. I haven't smelled that in years. It would probably bring me back.
You can buy it at Costco, Dory, of course.
Good to know.
All right. Someone writes, Kate, I cannot say enough good things about Owei Organics Plant and Mineral Refresh Dry Shampoo. Now, have you ever heard of Owei?
Yes, I have. Because I feel like there was another product of theirs that I liked, but maybe I'm confusing it with something else. Oh no, this is a different company. I've not heard of this company. It's Italian.
I know. For some reason, it just linked. It's an Italian company.
Well, then it must be good. It's from Italy.
If it's from Italy, look, you know, I'm a quarter Italian, so I am biased. Okay, intrigued. Done.
Well,
they
add that it's a little pricey, but lasts literally forever and is worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Listening to your latest episode, wanted to recommend R&Co dry shampoo powder. It's not the paste. I really like it. Okay.
Intrigued. I like their stuff.
I do
this
too.
Is one that's on my list. Okay, someone writes, powder is so much better. Bumble and Bumble is my tried and true fave. You can skip all the others and go straight to it. The other tip is they work even better when used before bed. Think before it gets greasy overnight. And also best when you blast it with your hairdryer to activate with some heat. Now, that's a literal hot tip.
That is a literal hot tip. Kate, I too have been on a journey to find a non-aerosol dry shampoo. I've also used the chlorine and liked it, but have since moved on to the Gentle Cleanse and Light Volume dry shampoo from Verb, and it's my current favorite. I'm still working my way through a travel size bottle from Sephora, but I think I will purchase the full size when I need to.
This Verb dry shampoo was one that was recommended a lot. So that might be where I start.
Okay. All right. I'm on board.
And I should also say a lot of people wrote in say they put their dry shampoo at night and let like sleep take over and kind of tousle their hair.
See, that is a strategy I never heard of, but I'm intrigued.
I think Maureen Gu, I can't remember if she and I talked about this privately or on an episode of the show, but I feel like she told me that she does this.
Again, I
don't know. This is burned in my brain, and Maureen has amazing hair. So
she does have amazing hair.
Okay, so we received this one email that I have pasted in full because it just charmed the pants off of me. They addressed it, "Hello, self-care queens. I've listened for quite a long time and never felt qualified to chime in on a product discussion. That is until today, when I heard your discussion of dry shampoo. This, I thought, This is my contribution to Forever 35. Freaking finally. Let me set the stage for you. In my life, there's one ultimate guiding truth. I have a lot of hair. We're talking crazy thick to my waist, gives hairdressers anxiety, constant topic of conversation. I could probably lose a few pounds if I cut it off kind of hair. As such, washing my hair is a serious half-day event. I've been able to train my hair to go quite a long time without washing, sometimes a week or more if I don't get particularly sweaty. The back half of that week will always involve dry shampoo, and in a past life, I considered myself a connoisseur of the aerosol brands. But about a year ago, I started waking up the day after using aerosol dry shampoo to what I can only describe as a painful, almost scary amount of itching. I would bolt out of bed to wash my hair and feel instant relief, only to repeat the process a few days later. I did a little research and discovered that the alcohol in aerosol dry shampoo was the culprit. It was drying out the skin on my scalp. This began my discovery of powdered versions, and I've got to say, Acure's product does the job exceptionally well, making it look clean and giving me a lot of volume. Powders show up pretty white, so I like to use it the night before to really let it settle in. Kate, you might also consider adding a little cocoa powder right inside the bottle for your dark hair. In a pinch, I've also used baby powder with great success, and I've heard people swear by arrowroot and cornstarch. Hope this helps you and any other people who will do anything to get a couple extra days out of their blowout. Butt masks never, 35 and good hair forever.
Wow.
A lot of info here. Quite a few people recommended the Acure dry shampoo, and also people noted that sometimes they just do use cornstarch. And I think if you really want to get like back to basics, just throw some cornstarch in your hair. And that's dry shampoo.
Okay. I might get the Acure stuff. I mean, I like Acure products, and it has been highly recommended by many listeners.
Yeah. This was one that came up a lot. So,
but I'm also very intrigued by the sleep in dry shampoo method.
Try it out. Do you have any powder dry shampoo laying around right now?
Not on me, but I can acquire some.
You can acquire. All right. Well, get back to us because I want to see what it does for your hair volume.
Okay. I will.
Especially because
posted.
your hair is very long right now.
It is so long.
Every time we get in a Zoom, I'm always like, whoa.
Well, especially if I've blow dried it and it's like long and straight. I'm like, oh, my God, my hair is so long. Like, it hasn't been this long in years, like probably like 15 years.
It's amazing. It looks great.
Thanks. I'm just going to keep growing it because I have no desire to go to a hair salon. Not that I can right now. They're closed, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I think I'm going to get an outside haircut at some point next month. Because I haven't cut my hair in about a year.
I know, your hair is so nice and long.
It is, but like, it's really dry at the ends. Like, it's getting...
I hear
it's
you. Not,
yeah, so anyway.
All right.
More on that. Okay, let's take a pause.
Let's take another break that is not an actual break, but is a break.
Yes, let's just sit here and hold our breath for 2 seconds and we'll be right back. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor article makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, we are back with some voicemails.
Ladies, I just needed to share that I am having arguably the most Forever 35 day I've ever could have imagined. Last night I went to a friend's and had some socially distanced barbecue, which was amazing. Her husband smoked these ribs and they were so delicious. Fast forward to today when I was working out and like I could literally just smell smoked ribs coming out of my pores, which is pretty horrific. But I went to take a shower and my water is out. So I'm going packing up all my crap and I'm going to my parents' house. I'm cat sitting for them. And so I'm going to go shower there. And that was delightful. And so like, that's all fine and good. But as I'm going, I thought like, oh, well, I might as well do some laundry too. And so I popped on what might be the most Forever 35 outfit I've ever seen. I've got a pair of white Crocs. I've got some bike shorts. I've got like a large, like kind of flowy tank. And I'm 38 and like, I was never really into this look in the first place, but am I about to go out in public like it? You betcha I am. And in the process, I broke my favorite serum bottle and then just ordered a little tiny spatula from Amazon to get all like the last little like little nubbins of awesomeness in the bottom of the bottle that I'm so irritated because you can't reach it with the pump, but it comes with the jars. It's such a huge amount of wasted product. And I just felt like, oh my God, everything, just thing after thing after thing is like speaking so hard to my Forever 35 soul. And wanted you to know, hope y'all are having a fantastic day. I'm going to go try to get my life together, evidently in bike shorts in public. So here we are.
Did this listener say nubbins of awesomeness?
I believe she did. Or maybe nuggins? No, nubbins.
I think it was nubbins.
Yeah, I agree.
Nubbins, which I had to give it a Google, and it's defined as a small lump or residual part. So that
yeah, like a
that
nub. Works.
Yeah, like a nubbin. You know, a nubbin of awesomeness. I love bike shorts as an everyday wear. There is no shame in wearing some bike shorts out in public with your Crocs. That's a hot look, in my humble opinion.
I have recently acquired additional pairs of bike shorts, Kate.
They're comfortable, right?
They're very comfortable. And you know, I actually had a whole like discussion with myself about why I stopped wearing bike shorts.
Because why did you stop?
I don't know. Like, I just started wearing like cropped leggings to work out in. I stopped wearing bike shorts. I don't know if I thought like, oh, it's like more flattering if I wear longer leggings, but like, who cares? I'm more comfortable when I'm wearing shorter shorts to work out. Like it's just more comfortable. So.
Amen, Dory.
I hear you, listener.
I hope your barbecue was very socially distanced, listener.
I do too. Well, if it was a Forever 35 day, then it was socially distanced.
That's a good point, Dory. That's a good point.
Thank you. All right. Next voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Megan. I called you a few weeks ago while I was on a road trip from Arizona to Wyoming and back, and you played my voicemail on an episode, I think from yesterday, that I'm just listening to. So I was super excited. My dog and I are on the way back from the vet, and I was listening to the app, and you asked about how I peed on the road trip. I just wanted to let you know, I didn't have one of those contraptions. I tried to minimize my stops and obviously, like, wore a mask, washed my hands, sanitized the whole nine yards. But the reason I was on the road trip in the first place is because my grandmother passed away, COVID-related. She was 89. She was the sassiest, most awesome person in the whole wide world. She's like the 89-year-old version of a Forever 35 gal. And it just was super important to me that I go and honor her. So after a lot of back and forth, I figured I felt more comfortable driving than flying. And staying at hotels was weird, but it was fine. Like, everybody had precautions. And it was a great trip. And I'm super excited that you guys played my voicemail. And I just wanted to thank you for everything that you do, because the pod and you guys bring a lot of joy to my life. So get on that first skincare. I'm excited that you're excited about it, because it really is the best. And, yeah, shout out to Grandma Shirley, who was amazing, and everybody listening would have absolutely loved her. We actually, she was in a nursing home in Wyoming. Sorry, now I'm going on and on. But she, we found out after from Facebook posts that nurses had made, who had taken care of her, that she was like the resident advice giver. And all these girls that were like in their 20s would come to her for dating advice, which I could only imagine was sassy and wise and on point. So that definitely warmed our hearts. So anyways, now I'm just rambling, but love you guys. Love the pod. Love first in chair. Hashtag not mad. And talk to you guys later. Bye.
Aww.
Grandma Shirley.
Grandma Shirley, the resident advice giver
of the nursing home.
That's so sweet.
So sorry for your loss, yeah. But we thank you for calling us from the road and also telling us how you peed on the road.
And we should also mention that a few listeners wrote in to say that Verst Skincare is the skincare line started by the Who What Wear founders.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. All right. Well, this brings us to our activity of the day. And this was inspired by our conversation on Wednesday's episode about watching old reality TV faves and feeling like you were reuniting with old friends. Mm. So the activity is to watch some comfort TV. If that is comfort reality TV and you're also returning to some old friends, all the better. But I don't think that's a requirement. Just something that, like, makes you feel cozy and nice.
I started watching, went back to Schitt's Creek recently.
Oh, that is your ultimate comfort TV.
For, like, my seventh
watch. I was going to say, which number watch is this for you?
Six or seven,
oh my
honestly.
Gosh.
I know. It's a lot.
Wow.
And Golden Girls. And
yeah, Golden Girls. Amazing.
Well, Dory, as always, 'tis a pleasure to share this space with you.
Such a pleasure.
And you too, listeners.
Yes. All right, everyone. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.